Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo and beyond that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, a cartoon on YouTube, and also the Game Brain podcast for all you board gamers out there. Joining me is the hilarious and wonderful my work husband, Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello. How are you doing?
I'm just fabulous. I'm so excited to that we get to talk about Selling Sunset, their big season two season finale. Wow, so much happened. It was crazy.
It was not so in the butt so.
Yeah. Did you hear the news that Heather and Tarek are engaged now?
Oh my God. We're totally engaged, which makes sense since I'm best friends with his daughter, who's practically my own.
Yeah, it's like crazy. I was talking to my best friend, his daughter, and being like, oh my God, your dad and I are totally going to be engaged, which is funny because I'm already your mom.
I know. You know, I've read so many books like this. It's like the scary book where you're married to a guy and then he takes you out to the creepy castle or whatever. And he's like, look, here's our new castle. And you're like, oh my God, I married a guy who has a castle. This is fucking amazing. And then you go into the castle and then you see all the paintings on the wall are a woman who looks exactly like you. And you realize that he's been married to you before and he killed you. Okay.
Or was it the children?
No, it was him. It's always the man. And guess what? You are married. He's marrying you because you look exactly like his ex. It's creepy. Stop. Just stop this.
Yeah, next season's going to open up with Heather being like, you guys, I'm really into subway tile now. I just love doing backsplashes. It's like, oh, no.
She's going to be rolling her eyes at everything like Christina. I was watching HGTV. As I'm wont to do, I'm newly obsessed with Hometown.
Oh, God, I'm so
because I've run
you.
Out of HGTV shows to watch. And they showed a commercial, Christina on the Coast. And it's like, she's coming back. She's so fun. She's coming back. I'm like, Christina is the most personality-free person on this planet. How are you trying to make it look like this is this big, fun-loving show?
I know. And no matter what Heather does, she will never be able to say Tarek the way Christina does. Tarek. Tarek.
Yeah, Tarek.
Tarek. Tarek. Tarek, let's have a competition. Okay, we're both going to do a backsplash, and then we're going to see which one our contractor likes the most. Okay, Tarek, start.
Oh, God, HGTV. We really do need to start talking about some HGTV home shows because I've been watching a bunch of new ones. There's one with a couple who is redoing, it's a whole family, really, but it's just a couple, mostly, who are redoing a whole resort in the Caribbean, I think. Have you seen the commercials for it?
Oh, no, I haven't.
You want to talk about painful. These two hate each other. They hate each other.
Oh, God, I'm scared. I'm scared for what HGTV will do to a resort. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh, we have to check out that channel. But in the meantime, we're checking out Netflix, right?
That's right. We're on Netflix. So it's the season finale of Selling Sunset. Oh, by the way, if you need a mask, and you should be wearing a mask, go to crappensmerch.com to get your masks with all sorts of Bravo-themed and Crappens-themed stuff on it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Go do that.
Yeah. This episode is called Karma's Gonna Getcha. Karma's Gonna Getcha.
Karma is also the new realtor in the Oppenheim group, just so you know. Hi, I'm Karma. Okay, so this motorcycle will just be my desk? Great. No, I love it.
Why does Karma get to sit up front and not us?
You know, I was, by the way, I was just like browsing through Zillow because it's fun to do. And I saw this house that was so cute and it was actually like at a decent price. And I was like, oh my God, this is such a cute house. And then I saw the listing agent, Jason Oppenheim. I was like, ah.
I know. Isn't that weird that all these people on TV are really doing this in real life? Because I still look at Zillow every night. It's like my vision. It's like my daily vision board where I'm like, I wonder which $20 million mansion I'm going to live in, you know? So I'm always on there. And so many of them, it's like, well, that looks cute. Josh Flagg.
Yeah. My friend literally just bought a house from the British Twins on Million Dollar Listing. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they're real. Uncomfortable to know that these are real people walking around the world. Okay.
They're like real realtors. I'm actually like afraid. Like if we make fun of these realtors too much, am I ever going to be able to buy a house in Los Angeles? I'll be blacklisted.
Of course. Just like if I hated you and I was waiting on you, I'd still have to wait the table. You still get your French fries, damn it.
I am just going to like browse through Zillow. I want to browse until I like find one of Christine's listings just because I want to see what her like little Zillow image is. I feel like it'll be her on an angle, like her long pony, like one side of the square. And then like her, like she'll have like her tongue out of her mouth, like, oh, and it'll be like a little zebra. You know?
Yeah, she'll be wearing like a zebra sports coat, but then just panties, and she'll be coming out of the pool with high heels, like stiletto high heels.
Yeah, and then Amanza's, if I find a listing by Amanza, it's just like an empty square, and then under it's like a note. It's like, sorry, I was late to the photo.
Sorry, I'm in the emergency room. One of my kids got bit by a spider.
I got locked out of the photo by accident.
And Heather's is just trying to open a door.
It's like Heather's is just Christina. Just <'cause> Myers is just a little joke. It's like, what does the Zillow say when it's tired? I want to go to Zed.
Take a picture. It lasts longer. Huh? Okay, so we open with a beautiful song called We Lay Off and Died. We Lay Off and Died. And I kept rewinding it to hear what she was saying. We lay off the night. I don't know. That's what wow. I got. I'm not really sure why the night got fired.
That's not nice.
But congratulations on your 24 hours of daytime, Los Angeles.
I know. Nighttime has been officially laid off. Wow. Coronavirus. Does it not spare anything?
We're still waiting for another stimulus night. But until that comes, get your sleeping masks.
So we're back at Pourvu for some reason, because it's where Mary was having her joint bachelorette party, and we see her like in that cage, and we're going, Mary, 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 and then it's like the next morning. I'm like, well, why don't we just start the next morning? Why do we have to like relive Mary bobbling around in a cage?
Because this is a really intricate show. How are we supposed to remember what happened last week?
That's
a
true.
Lot goes on, okay.
So Mary is like lying on a couch, supposedly the next day, where she's so hungover but totally put together. And Amanza and Chriselle come in to check in on her to make sure she's okay.
Chriselle's like, we brought you some hair of the dog.
Mary's like, oh my god, what happened last night? I don't even remember because I was at a crazy bachelorette party and it'll be my only one that I have.
Well, first, Justin asked me to marry him, and it was like a storybook wedding after that, and then we went on a wonderful vacation. I'm sorry, that was me. You got drunk in some bar and danced around half-naked in a cage.
They're like, well, option one, we brought you some booze, and option two, we brought you some coffee. And Mary's like, oh my god, I could not, if my life depended on it, drink any more, because I was wild last night. Remember the birdcage, the movie? Well, I was living the birdcage, the Mary. Yeah.
So then we go to Heather and Christine with a plate of just uneaten fries, which is really all we're going to see on TV this week. That was like last week in a scene we sat through. Just fries that aren't eaten, okay? Yeah. Torturing me. So fries they're at lunch, and Heather's like, oh my god, I could throw up after last night, like in a bush.
Yeah. I'm serious. I could throw up in a planter right now. Don't tell Jerk, okay?
And Christine's like, yeah, well, I had fun. It wasn't like, what? But, I mean, I was, like, drinking out of a penis straw. So, you know, I mean,
Yeah, I mean, like, and Heather's like, yeah, like, the room was fun. I had fun in the room, you know? But, like, you know, I just, like, there was, like, so much anxiety. Like, you know, I didn't want to be around Amenza, and Davina didn't want to be around Mary, and you didn't want to be around Mary, and I didn't want to be around Amenza, but I wanted to be around Tariq, but Tariq was at home, and I wasn't around home, so it was like a lot of anxiety.
You know what? I didn't want to be around Mary, and Mary didn't want to be around me. Let's be honest.
And Christine is wearing a pink, like, jumper, like a very bright pink jumper, and a very bright pink Balenciaga hat, and bright pink matching lips. I mean, this girl, does she get up at 4 a.m?
I know. It is insane. By the way, I think someone told us on social media that in the wake of Chrishell and Justin's divorce, that the house that they vacated is Dorit and PK's new house. Did you hear that?
Yes, it's Dorit's house.
It's my dream home, isn't it?
Dorit from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, yep.
Dorit probably orchestrated their divorce so she could take over their house. She's like,
totally.
Justin, did you hear about the new Buco di Beppo? Hey, Chrishell, where's your husband? I hear he's cheating with someone at Buco di Beppo. It's all working.
She comes back and is locked out.
Yeah.
So then back with Amanza and Mary and Chrishell. Amanza's like, so what I missed? Did anyone get bit by a poisonous spider? Because that was my night. Kids, am I right? It's hard. And Mary's apartment, she has one of those huge Home Goods clocks that I know you hate.
Huge.
And then instead of a gather sign, she has a spray painting that says love and spray paint. She's like rocker gather Mary. Okay?
Yeah, rocker. But by the way, the only reason why she has that oversized clock is that it's actually like a stabilization device. She actually holds on to the hands as she crosses the room, sort of like Doc in Back to the Future. She's like, okay, just have to get to the living room, just hold on to this. Okay, and we made it.
Well, it was so much fun, you guys. And Chrishell's like, well, there was a little bit of drama, just a little bit. It's like, what? Drama? I don't even remember.
Yeah. Well, Chrishell's like, yeah, well, remember when you, me, and Heather were catching up about Christine at that $40 million house? And Mary's like, I do remember this. And I was saying there was an overlap or something. Something about an overlap.
Yeah, well, she's super stuck on you using this certain word. Was it overlap? Because
I might have said burlap. Do you remember if I said overlap or burlap?
And Chrishell's like, I was like, what word is it? And she said overlap. So that's the word that she's having a problem. Overlap.
Yeah.
Didn't like that.
Yeah. And then Christina's like, we go back to Christina and she's like, yeah, apparently there was a comment about overlap. And I was like, those bitches are talking about my relationship. I mean, overlap. Have you ever heard such a cruel word? Overlap.
And back to Chrishell, she's like, I was sitting next to them and I could hear them. So I was like, let's squash this. Will you marry me? I do. Fairy book wedding. That's what happened. And then back with Christine, she's like, Chrishell chimed in and was like, what are you talking about? And I said, you know, relationships. And she was like, oh shit, you could just tell.
And Heather, of course, brings it around to her. She's like, oh my God, like, people talking bad about, like, people are like obsessed with relationships. They're talking bad about my relationship and your relationship and my relationship with Tariq and my relationship. It's just out of control.
So back with the other girls, Chrishell's like, and I was like, oh, I guess I heard he might have been with somebody when you first met. I don't know where I heard that from. This is your line, Mary. Please take the blame because it's getting really heavy on me. And Mary's like, oh, well, he was. I mean, he was with somebody else. I mean, that's how she got the listings. So, I mean, that's how she got him as a client. So
overlap, am I right? And so then Christine's like, I mean, that is such a strong fucking accusation. You better have proof in the pudding if you're going to make an accusation like that. Or at least have some pudding. Because I have not eaten in 3 weeks, okay? Bitch wants some pudding.
I mean, if there was proof in the pudding, I wouldn't know about it because I'm not touching fucking pudding. But still.
I have a question. If I put my spoon in pudding, does that count as a spoon overlapping the pudding? Because if so, I'm not touching it.
And how are you going to make an accusation like that? And Heather's like, a cheating accusation. Exactly. It's like, well, thanks for now saying it's cheating. Because before it was just like an overlap. I feel like
Mary phrased it in a much nicer way. And Mary, overlap is better than cheating, Heather.
Yeah, Mary was much more diplomatic about it.
So then
we go back and we see Amanza saying, oh my God, like, can we just like reenact the bachelorette party? Because I had to like obviously leave because my kid got bitten by a spider. And now he's like, I don't know, saving crime or whatever. I don't know. Can we just like reenact it so I can have fun this time?
I woke him up this morning and he was like on the roof. I mean, he was on his ceiling. It was crazy. So can we just have like a private 3-person party just for us?
And then they laugh. And then we see, like, the selling sunset. And I just thought, like, okay, that's a funny joke. Not realizing it was setting up so much dramas.
The next 10 seasons of drama.
Yeah. So now we are at Heather's listing in Nichols Canyon in the middle of nowhere. I mean, they might as well be in the middle of, I don't know, Lithuania. They're just in the middle of nowhere.
And poor Heather in that fucking door. It's hilarious that she still can't get that door open. She's like, usually
every home has a broker's open, and that's the first time brokers and agents can see the house. And we hope a broker can see it and have a client, because that would be ideal, right?
Thank you for explaining the fundamentals of selling things.
It's like the end of season 2. We get it. Okay.
Yeah, we figured out how the broker's opens work.
So she gives us her professional monologue, and then it cuts to her tripping. And she's like, oh, fuck, I can't walk in heels.
First doors, now heels.
This is hard.
Davina and Christine show up. Davina is like, she's like, it's the season finale. I'm going to dress like I'm going to Broadway.
She's like, oh, well, I mean, it's priced well. And Christine's like, yeah, well, it should be. It's in the middle of nowhere, Foxville.
I wonder if it has a view, and I wonder if you can see Los Feliz from here. God, remember that crazy place?
Ding dong. And Heather's like trying to put together a cheese plate. She's like, I do not want to drop this cheese.
And then the music stops. Yeah,
the music stops while Heather tries to open the door.
Just like, I don't know what's worse, carrying a small cutting board or opening this door.
This is so hard.
So they
Hugs,
so
she, hi.
Oh my God, this is so cute. This is so cute. Christine goes, this is so fun. It's like an open space concept. I mean, I don't see where the what's so fun about this place.
So Davina's like, are you expecting people to come out here for this? And she's like, yeah, Jason's coming, Brett's coming. I mean, I don't know if Mary's coming.
I mean, I think she intends to come, but you know how hills are so difficult for her.
Yeah.
It's like, well, did you invite her? I mean, you guys know that Mary had another bachelorette party, right?
Heather's, yeah, that kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. Like, if I hadn't been busy with Tarek, my soon-to-be husband, I would have been really offended.
And then Christine, the detective, tells us,
I'm starting to think the bachelorette party I was at wasn't the real bachelorette party. Maybe the real bachelorette party is the one we weren't invited to.
You mean the one that wasn't filmed? Yeah, probably. With her real friends and family? Yeah. So she's like, Chriselle went, okay? And they were on a stripper pole.
Yeah. I mean, Nicole even posted it on her Instagram. I mean, best bachelor party ever. I mean, oh.
Yeah. I mean, like, Brett and Kelsey were there, and like, oh, sorry. I was just reading that Brett and Kelsey arrive. I'm like, Brett and Kelsey, we're at the bachelorette party.
Yeah, they do arrive while Christine is like squatting down on the floor going, coochie out.
Well, you know about the coochie being out, Heather. She's like, oh my God, Christine.
And then Kelsey and Brett come in. And Kelsey, I guess, is maybe a new brunette. I don't know. Well, they featured her a lot.
We saw her earlier this season. She sold a house to someone. We met her briefly. And then Brett's like, yeah, I just got back from Vegas for Romaine's bachelor party. I'm like, so obviously Romaine had another bachelor party. So clearly this is Mary's other party, right?
Yeah, that Mary's never going to cop to.
Yeah. So then Jason and Chriselle show up, and Heather is like showing them things like, yeah, check it out. Like, there's a house. Like, look, there's a door here. Oh, it's a Jack and Jill bathroom. It's really cool. I like to call it a Heather and Tarek bathroom, you know?
And Christine's like, well, who's Jack and who's a Jill? And she's like, you can be Jill if you want. She goes, oh my God, I thought we were going to switch roles. Ah!
Love that Jack and Jill bathroom humor.
So then Chriselle comes in with Jason, and she finds cards in the drawer, realtor cards. And she's like, oh my God, realtor cards. And he's like, oh, old agent cards. Love it. Love it.
They don't even have names on it. Yes, they do. Look, his name must have been Coldwell Banker. Heyo, heyo. And then
Chriselle's just laughing like way too hard.
I'm not sad on the inside at all.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Now's the time for the latest blockbusters and award-winning movies with Now TV. Escape with Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. And lose yourself in award winners like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and The Lion King. Whatever you fancy, a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass has you covered, all with no contract. Start your 7-day free trial today. Search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio.
Lourdes, the Lordess of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So Christine then pops a cork on like a champagne bottle, and Heather's like, oh my gosh, you scared me. You scared me so much.
So other agents start arriving, and Heather's like, I'm the listing agent. Here's a paper, ladies. You want some champagne?
And Davina's like, starving too, right? I mean, am I the only one who's starving? I'm eating some cheese because I'm starving right now.
Look, the one without the boob implants is eating food right now on camera. Oh my God. Glad she's not coming to the wedding.
So Brett pulls Davina aside. He's like, Davina, 2 seconds. Please give me good news on the $75 million house. Come on, give me good news. And she's like,
here's an update. I had a showing of it. So did that.
One showing after 4 weeks. I mean, you've had one showing. Okay, Heather's probably had 5 showings in this totally different listing that's much more accessible. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's like hard to get people to qualify at that price point. You know, what am I going to do? Like, be negative about it? Like, am I supposed to be negative? Because that's a terrible idea.
A terrible idea was taking this listing at $75 million when, you know, it should have been my listing and that would have been a good idea. Okay.
Yeah, but we could, like, sell it at the last minute. You never know.
this is a big mistake, a big mistake. I don't like houses that are too big. It makes me feel really weird inside. I was like, should I shame him for his size? I've already come this far with a joke.
I mean, we're here, we're queer. Get used to it.
So Davina's like, Jason's being unreasonably hard on me after I introduced Macadamia Nut to the office. Okay, I mean, like, he's had Hillside for a year and no action. So I was like, good point, Davina. Yeah, that $40 million thing's been sitting there on that mountain for literally 2 full seasons. Okay, so don't talk to Davina about her $75 million thing. It only been 4 weeks.
Yeah. So then champagne for Brett. And he's like, who taught you how to pour?
God, girls. Girls are so stupid.
So who is he telling that he has a client for under $2 million? I forget who he's telling.
Heather? Probably Heather.
Yeah,
Heather. She's the listing realtor. So then Mary teeters in. She's like, ugh, you know, makes it through that crazy door. And
she's talking like this. She's like, hey, girls.
And of course the girl's like, are you sick? What happened to your voice, Mary? Mary, what happened? Speak, Mary. Me. Everyone listen to Mary's voice. It sounds terrible, guys. Oh my God, Mary.
Like, well, I mean, you know, after that thing the other night, I was like raspy, but like I woke up and I couldn't speak.
Oh, too much partying, girl. Too much partying.
I mean, everything. I owe too much everything. That's what. It was like other things. Those other things.
Too much bachelorette party. How about that? I'll just get right to it. I heard you had a bachelorette party without us. Christine just cuts right to the chase.
Yeah, and Chriselle's like, it was more than just having people at her house. It wasn't like a huge party. It was just people at her house. That's all.
Did you hear Mary trying to explain herself? And she literally can't even form words between like her bobbling and her like hangoverness. She's like, ugh. She literally makes that noise. She goes, impromptu. Like, are her batteries dying? Can we get like, a charge on her?
Well, Mansell and I were going to hang out because she had the kids anyway, so.
Well, but some people weren't invited.
It's like, you know what? Congrats on your listing. I'm going to take a tour.
Guys, it really just was just people. She just, it's almost like, you know what she was like? Imagine like a high chair on a cruise ship in like the dining room. And then the cruise ship starts to like list a little bit and the high chair is not secured and just goes careening to the other side of the dining room.
Yeah, totally. She's totally a shopping cart rolling down a street.
A gentle incline. Just like with one wonky wheel. You're like, oh no, oh no. Oh good, she made it through the door.
And I love that Chriselle's like, it wasn't a party. We were just hanging out because her kids were at home. So Amanda got a stripper pole and we did a totally wholesome night with the kids, guys.
And Christine, who had at the top of the show talked about the original bachelorette party, saying like, well, clearly I didn't want to be around Mary and Mary didn't want to be around me. Now she's like, well, you guys could have texted us. You could have texted us.
She's like, well, I didn't get a text from Mary. I only got a text from Amanda saying there are people hanging out at Spider Kid's house and it's not a bachelorette party. Don't tell anybody. Bring some penis straws. That's what it said. I mean, it was no big deal.
So Mary like bobbles her way outside where Jason is with a bunch of realtors who are not on the show. There's like professional realtors. And Mary goes outside and she's like, well, guess what? They all tried to start a fight with me, and I'm not going to take it anymore. You know what? It's really tough for me, Jason.
He's like, you don't have to, honey. Come here. Come here, honey. You don't have to. And she's like, oh, really? Because they just started to fight with me. So...
So they're trying to, like, calm her down. And inside, Christine's like, my feelings are really hurt, guys. Really hurt. Like, she, like, called me and was, like, really sad, you know? I don't know why she's... Oh, yeah. She said, Maya called me. I was really sad. Maya was so sad.
Yeah. And Chriselle's like, all I know is I got a text saying... And Davina just goes, right, right.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
But it was a very coordinated event. It wasn't like, whoa, let's have salami and some glasses of Barefoot and call it a night. It was, like, coordinated. That was a coordinated event.
And Mary's outside just bitching. She's like, yeah, would any of them come to my broker's open? Because I actually have listings and clients. Yeah.
Honey, stop, honey. Come no, here, honey. Stop.
No, I'm not going to stop. This is all petty bullshit. It's petty bullshit.
Come on, take a breath. And he like holds her really tight. He's like, come on, honey, take a breath. And then inside, the girls are watching them. The girls are watching them from the kitchen, and Christine's like, oh my God, what are they about to make out right now? Look at them. She says, get a room. I cannot with this. And she just throws her purse across the room.
And Heather's like, can we not do this at my broker's open, guys? I think Tarek might be showing up. I just can't have this happening in front of him, okay?
Mary's crying at my broker's open, and Jason is consoling her with this, like, 10-minute hug. I don't know what is going on right now. I cannot have other agents crying at my broker's open.
I took all this time to carry that cheese board from one counter to another, and then she's just gonna have a scene after all my hard work. I cannot.
Yeah, Mary's like, I'm not gonna fight. Like, I'm happy to leave. I didn't start it. Like, I came here taking time out of my actual schedule.
Yeah, she's doing that thing where she emphasizes every other word with both like her tone and her head. She's like, my actual schedule to do this, so yeah. I can leave if you want.
Jason's like, come on, other agents are coming. Come on, Heather, come on, Heather, come on. And then another bald guy comes in, and it's just confusing. Now it's just a convention, okay?
Yeah. And Mary's like, I can't fight about anything else. I can't. And Christine's like, poor Heather. How embarrassing. There's real estate agents here. And Mary's making a scene. How embarrassing. I'm like, you're the one who started the fight, Christine.
So then Mary and Chriselle are talking outside. And Mary's like, you know, I want to be like, I mean, there's like hostility towards something I didn't plan. Like, I feel like every single one of my friends is like, I mean, come on. And Chriselle's like, well, she said Maya got her feelings hurt, but Maya was in Miami. So,
boom, boom. And Mary is like, I mean, and how many times has she had a get-together and not invited me? Okay, like, oh my God, guess what? I had dinner last night and I forgot to tell her. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Because Christine's mock laughing inside.
Christine's just always, I mean, Chriselle's just always cracking up.
Yeah.
Too and hard. Then,
but then Christine is also like doing this weird laughter on the inside. And Heather's like, Christine, oh my God, Christine. So then Jason leaves and he's like, hey, Heather, congrats on a really good showing. I mean, the way you got that cheese over to that counter, that was really amazing. Okay.
And don't forget to look at that offer I left you. She's like, 2.1, 1.9.
Oh, that Jason, he's just so hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So then Christine and Mary decide to have a talk outside. It's time to clear the air.
I just wanted to clear the air because last time we spoke individually, it was this blow up thing, and I know your wedding's coming up, so.
Like, we used to be so close. Like, remember in season one when we walked down the street together and I said how you were like goth and I'm not like goth? We were so close.
Yeah, and then I found out you were talking about my relationship to Chriselle.
Well, I just said what you told me. So, and since you didn't tell me a lot, because apparently you moved on in your life without me, I had very little to go off of, so I just chose a random word and just said overlap a lot, and apparently that's a problem.
Yeah. And she's like, it's just about how fast your relationship started, and it was based on what you told me. And Christine's like, if you were my friend, there shouldn't be questions. There weren't questions. You told her that you were dating, you started dating some dude that was together with somebody, I guess. Because yeah. Mary just said it was based on what you told me.
Yeah, well, because Mary was like, well, I wasn't saying, like, gossiping. I was just being like, oh, I don't know. I just heard that this is what it is. And Christine was like, it didn't sound like a conversation that was like, I don't know. It sounded like it was a solid point of view, which cracked me up because it totally, to me, reminded me of the season finale of season one when the discussion was, these were not neutral questions. These were not coming from a neutral place. I just love the, like, assessment of the conversation tone.
Yeah. And then Mary answers in such a reality show kind of way where she refuses to take any responsibility. She's like, but it wasn't me with the questions, okay? They were asking me.
Yeah.
But the problem isn't the questions. It's you told them that she was fucking some married dude.
Yeah. And Christine's like, well, if we were friends, why wasn't I invited to the bachelorette party you just had at Monza's house?
She's like, that wasn't a bachelorette party. It was a get-together. And, like, Amanda's, like, my sister was in town. So, like, was I supposed to not have to see my sister? Like, it was my sister.
What? Like, I can't, like, send out an invite to, like, most of my close friends and be like, it's a bachelorette party. And, like, that's all of a sudden now, like, a quote-unquote bachelorette party. Like, come on.
I was like, to be honest with you, Maya was really, really hurt.
Maya was so, that's why I'm mad, because Maya was hurt.
Poor defenseless Maya.
Poor Maya in a different state on a different coast. Oh.
Yeah. And Mary's like, she was at my bachelorette party. What? I mean, come on. I wanted to hang out with my sister. Jesus. And why is Maya upset? She's pregnant anyway. She can't do shit.
So cruel. And Christine's like, well, it was a coordinated thing. Like, there was a pool, okay? There was a pool.
No, a pole. A pole.
A pole. Sorry, I don't know why I wrote down pool. But, no, I was saying pole. It was a pool. It was a pole. Stripper pole.
It was a pole. So Mary's like, Amanda did that the day of. And she goes, okay, well, then if she could get a pole on the day of, then she could text people the day of.
You know what? I mean, listen. It was Amanda was excited. Her son had developed special powers and was, you know, like grabbing things from across the house with like some weird sticky web thing. And she wanted us all to see. That's it. That's it.
Mm. She's like, well, if you don't invite anyone, you shouldn't put it on Instagram. She's like, I didn't put it on Instagram. Oh, my God.
She's like, I'm not going to. Mary goes, I'm not going to play these childish games. I'm glad you came to my bachelorette party. If I have dinner, I'm sorry you weren't invited to me and Romaine's dinner. Yeah, booyah, got you with the old dinner joke.
She's like, that is not what this is about. She's like, you were upset. You weren't invited to a small impromptu get-together. She's like, it didn't look small and impromptu. That's what I'm saying. It was coordinated. A coordinated event.
Mary's like, but you weren't there. You wouldn't know.
I know, like, it sounds like a dish. She's like, how would you know you weren't there? It's like, that's a problem, Mary.
I know, that's the best part. It's like, it's no big deal. It doesn't matter that you weren't there, but if you were there, you would know what you were fighting about.
Yeah. And she goes, I mean, this stuff you say literally doesn't make any sense. And Chriselle tells us, I think it's really interesting for Christine to make a big scene, because this is an inappropriate place to do that. But when is Christine appropriate? I don't know. Shrug.
Shrug. So Mara's like, well, I'm going to lose my voice even more, so I'm going to go. And Chriselle is like, you know, sometimes you have things and you don't invite everybody over to them, okay? It's kind of like with like me and Justin, like, we didn't invite other people into our marriage. We just have a wonderful, solid marriage, and we don't have to invite other people to it, and people should understand that.
Christine's like, but you were there. And then Christine tells us, I mean, that bitch lives in the valley. It took her 45 minutes to get there, okay? She planned it. She had to waste herself there, so.
It's kind of true. It's a very strong point. So Christine's like, you know what, with Mary, it's just like she can't have a conversation. She just talks and talks in circles. I'm sorry, I meant she actually just walks in circles. It's very difficult to talk to her like that.
Well, she doesn't like confrontation, and one of her wheels is broken, Christine.
It's not a confrontation. It's about being a fucking adult and expressing your feelings when someone is irrationally accusing you of something.
And Heather's like, well, I try to look at everybody's point of view. She's like, stop being a little bitch right now, Heather. Stop it. You're being a little bitch.
And then Davina and Christine are both like, yeah, you're being deflective. You're being really deflective right now, you know? Or Mary's being deflective.
Well, Chriselle's like, listen, guys, I don't think that anyone's a bad person here, so let's just step back a second.
Like, anyone's saying Mary's a horrible person. And Davina's like, she's, like, very defensive.
Yeah, she's defensive. Deflective, defensive, coordinated. And when you don't talk straight, it makes you look like a fucking idiot.
Well, she's not a fucking idiot, okay?
I didn't say she was an idiot. I said it makes you look like a fucking idiot.
But we know that she's not an idiot, okay?
But it makes you look like.
But she's not an idiot, okay?
But it makes you look like.
But she's not an idiot, okay?
But it makes you look like.
But she's not an idiot, okay?
Why is it still sunny outside? It's night.
So now we. It's like now, like the next day, and it's Mary's final dress fitting, and she's going to floor whatever it's called with Flood Amanza. Yeah, she's with Amanza, and so Mary's getting like the final adjustments, and Amanza's just sitting by herself in this showroom and just looking at herself in the mirror and like posing, giving full on Countess Luann vibes.
She's like, I feel like I should be in a Michael Jackson video. She starts doing the zombie dance.
I'm looking at the realtor in the mirror. Oh, yeah. I'm looking how to. Oh, shit. I'm late for the rest of this music video. Sorry.
Bad. I'm bad. My son's in the emergency room. Gotta go.
I just can't stop selling real estate. Oh, wait. I actually have to stop selling real estate because I gotta go back to the valley.
It doesn't matter if you're a realtor or a realtor.
Do you remember the time when I had a small little get-together? Of course you don't, because you weren't there.
So, Mary from the dressing room is like, Amanda, Christine texted me, and she wants to... Ow! Sorry about that. She wants to talk. She's like, so she's coming to your dress fitting to talk? Oh.
I just don't want any drama. This whole thing is so stupid. I don't want any drama. I'm like, you're on a reality show, Mary. I mean... Mm-hmm.
So Mary's in her dress now. No one's crying because, like, how many times do we have to do this?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's still not hemmed or whatever, stitched up properly because there's still a clamp in the back.
Yeah.
Get it together, Lady Vita Rose.
Yeah. So Christine comes over, and her whole thing is that she just wants to make things better before the wedding. And Amanda, meanwhile, is not approving of this. She's like, it's so stupid. It was just pure stripper pole fun with some of your best friends celebrating your upcoming wedding and your one of your last nights of being single. That's not a bachelorette party. It's not a bachelorette party.
Yeah. So Mary sends Amanda out there, and Christine's in red with flowers. She's like, hey, Amanda. Amanda's like, oh, did you bring me flowers? Are those real flowers or clown flowers that you're going to squirt water out of at Mary? Poor Mary.
And Christine is like, why would you say that?
Best movie ever, Kevin Costner, Whitney Houston, a bodyguard. I'm getting those vibes here. Amanda won't let Mary have a conversation without her butting in. She doesn't have to be worried. I have flowers in the hand. I'm not going to punch her. This is a coordinated event.
Ah. Oh, sorry. It turns out my flowers do squirt water. Sorry, Amanda.
So she comes in. Like, Amanda is the bodyguard. She's like, yes. Well, what you say better be nice, because Mary's at her breaking point.
Literally, one of her hips doesn't work anymore. So Christine enters as if nothing has gone wrong. She's like, hi, babe. You look beautiful, babe.
And so she gives her the speech, like,
I know things were out of hand last night, and I want to apologize for bringing stuff up at the wrong moment.
If I brought something up. If I brought everything up at the wrong time.
And I want to apologize for being a complete bitch. I mean, what I realized when I got home is Mary and I haven't talked in so long.
Yeah, and I hadn't talked to you since our fight that you started, and it's just been really hard because you've iced me out of your life. So if I said anything wrong, I want to apologize by inviting you to smell this flower. Get right up close to this flower. Yeah, right there, right there, right there. Oh, oh my God, did you get squirted by the flower? I'm so sorry if I did that to you.
And Mary's like, there was no intention. I mean, I'm busy and you're traveling, so I thought we were cool, and then we're not cool, and like, I agree that we need to talk, but like, we are days away from my wedding. So
yeah, she's like, it's just like, I had to, just Mary, I just had to go to the office where you and Chriselle are there, like, talking about your dress fitting and all these things I'm not getting invited to, like your apparently real bachelorette party, and so I'm just feeling so isolated by your actions, and I feel like I lost my friend, and I don't know why, other than the fact that you've just been terrible to me, so I'm sorry if I have been a nuisance to your life right now.
And then they both end it with like, oh my God, you know what we needed to do? Talk. And Mary's like, yeah, you know what? We should have talked.
Yeah, I love talking. Talking is so good. I miss my friend.
Talking. So next is wedding setup at the Doheny house. Lots of muddling. And then we get a close-up of the signature cocktails. Mimosa.
Yeah, so Mary's showing up, and her sister Anna's there, and Nicole is there, and everyone's in hair and makeup. We find out that Mary is actually doing a showing of that very property that day, because Preston is there, and Preston the agent needs to do a showing for a music producer, and this is the only day that Preston can come, so she has to like show on her wedding day.
Yeah, it's huge. And Amanda's late, of course. And Mary's like, to be fair, she's got two kids in tow. And Nicole's like, well, we're here for you. And you know what? Timelines don't matter. But then Amanda gets there and her kids are adorable.
Of course. Well, I mean, Amanda's so cute. So how could she not have like adorable kids?
So then Preston comes in. He's like, oh my God, are you getting married? Congratulations. I love that he didn't even know that a wedding was going to be going on during his showing.
I know, seriously. He's like, I didn't even realize. She's like, no, well, it's fine. Preston, go walk around, and I'm just going to like meet up with you. He's like, okay, great. So then Preston's like walking around, and all of a sudden you just hear like a clatter. Like, Mary just falls down the stairs. Hi.
It's
you ready
me.
For the showing?
Okay, so I'm going to show you stuff. He's like, this is awesome that you're doing this. Amazing. The kitchen is amazing. Oh my God, it's a living room. Look at that. Wow.
And then we go over to Jason's house, where Jason and Brett are with Romaine. And they're like, it's like clearly that this is where the groomsmen are. And I felt really bad for Romaine that it seems like Jason and Brett are his only friends in L.A. I was like, oh. Romaine.
I know, that was kind of sad, but he's also such an ass.
Yeah.
Jason's like, hey man, guess what? Today's your wedding day. And he goes, I know.
He has so much charm, so much personality, that Romaine.
Yeah, and he's like, well, it's been really nice knowing you, buddy. And Romaine just looks at him like, what is this supposed to mean, huh?
And they're doing that thing where wearing a three-piece suit, but no tie, collar open. But the thing is that, like, the collar is, like, the shirt is not, like, the right shirt for being open like that. So it has, like, an awkward open lapel situation, you know?
I like that they got the slow motion. The men are coming down the hallway in slow motion. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
And then we see the TV coming out the floor in super slow motion. Oh, wait, that was just the regular speed.
So people start arriving at the wedding, and Romaine's family's there. Yeah. Everybody's really cute, blah, blah,
Romaine's
blah.
Romaine's family looks so French. It's like if I had to imagine the most French family, it's Romaine's family showing up right there.
I know. You know that there was bread baking somewhere close.
They brought like a mobile oven, a mobile baguette oven. They're just like handing out baguettes to everyone.
So the guests are all seated, and Christine is sitting behind Chriselle, and she like kind of moves her hair back, and Chriselle's like, what do you want? She goes, oh, do you want your hair in front? Because I was going to put it in back for you.
I know. Chriselle's like, I'm good, thanks. Oh, I was fixing her hair. I'm like, no, you were fucking up her hair on purpose.
Mm. So then the wedding starts, and people walk down, and God, Romaine really is so cute when his mouth is closed.
Yeah, he really is. He's got that amazing hair. He's so hot. I like that Mary's mom looks like Joanna Kearns from Growing Pains. And also crazy, I know that we know that she has a son, and the son is like an adult, but it was really weird seeing the son and being like, wow, Mary has an adult son. That's crazy.
Yeah. And she's walking down the aisle. She's walking very smoothly for Mary, but her head is still like...
You know what I hated? One of the first people walking down the aisle was Brett, and Brett was walking down with a girl, and he did that thing that's so annoying, which is as he's walking down the aisle, he like taps someone he knows on the shoulder, like, "Hey, buddy."
Hey, I'm like, "How you doing?"
Listen, Brett, this isn't about you. You're not receiving an Oscar right now. Just do the just walk.
Yeah. So then Nicole is their preacher lady, and she's like, "I mean, guys, you fell in love by chance, but you chose each other. Besides the fact that these two look like a walking Calvin Klein ad, am I right? You both have chosen very wisely. So serious question remain. Do you take Mary to be lawfully wedded wife?" And he's like,
"I do."
"Hold on, Romaine. Not so fast. To love and cherish. To carry her when she bobbles down the sidewalk. Till death do you part."
I still do.
Oh my God, so much personality.
"And Mary, will you marry William Shatner's son?" She's like, "I do." Did you notice that his dad looks like William Shatner?
Yes, that's so funny. Oh, and Romaine's mom was crying. It was so sweet. So Mary says her vows in French, which I was like, you know what I appreciate about Mary? After dating Romaine for about 2 years or so, she still hasn't put in the time to even try to learn his language or how to speak it. I was like, that was really cool of you, Mary.
I know, that's so beautifully Mirka, isn't it? And she's also reading, she's printed out French in this humongous font.
Yeah,
she's so like, funny.
J'adore Romaine, parce qu'il est très beau, et je veux le marry him.
And their little dogs bring up the rings, and you may not French kiss your bride.
Jason's so now crying.
Yeah, now we're at the reception, and Chriselle is all of us. She's at the bar, and she's like, "Do you have any straws by chance? No? Save the turtles, am I right? Cheers."
Is it because I'm the smelly girl? It's because I'm the smelly girl. Straws for the nice-smelling people, huh?
This reminds me of my childhood, not having straws.
And Maya's very confused about everything. She's like, "Wait, guys, is it self-serve? Is it self-serve, guys? Guys?
So the girls sit down and are so bored. Heather's like looking at her phone, and Chriselle, you know, they're just all kind of looking around. And then Heather is like, "Oh my God, I miss him so much." And she records a video of herself going, "Baby, you are so sexy and I miss you. Your girl looks pretty hot too. Look at me. Yeah."
She's like making kissing faces towards the camera. It's just like beyond awful. She's so awful.
Yeah. And Maya's like, "We miss you, Tariq."
So, Chriselle, what do you do on your day off? And Chriselle, I felt bad. You can just see the sadness in Chriselle. And she's like, "Well, on our days off, Justin and I, we like to get a few drinks and we like to go drunk shopping. It's just like a silly fun thing that we love to do, and it's kept our marriage together, and everything's fine.
"Well, I'm sorry I missed Brokers Open. How was it, Heather?" And Heather's like, a little stressful. Why are you looking at Christine right now?
There's this door, and then there was a cheese plate, so it was already very difficult.
And Heather tells her that Christine and whoever had to monate. What am I saying? I wrote Mary. X and Maya had to monate about the second batch party. So whatever you
they
want that
basically,
to mean.
She tells her that they were having a fight about the bachelorette party, you know?
Oh, thanks.
And then, so they start talking about it. And then did you see this? They cut to Romaine and Mary sitting at the head of the whole table situation. And Romaine has like a little piece of steak on his fork and he eats it. He goes at it like a freaking coyote who found like roadkill. He's like, I was like, who is this monster that Mary has married? He doesn't even know how to eat a piece of steak.
Then it cuts back, and Maya's like, "Well, I must say, I got offended too. I was offended too at this." And Christine's like, "It wasn't a second bachelorette party, guys. We postmated dinner. It wasn't a party."
Yeah. We all know that if food comes from Postmates, it's not a party. So it's totally case closed.
Yeah. So Mary sees them talking. She's like, oh my God, do you see what's going on there? Looks like they're starting drama. Amanza, get over there. They're starting drama.
Amanza's like, hey guys, does somebody need an olive branch? Because I actually got an olive branch. I think it's an olive branch. It might actually be poison ivy. Here, put it on your face. Try it out.
Yeah. She comes in way too hot and won't leave. And they're like, what the hell? It's like, I mean, I felt it. I felt the energy over there, guys. Take the olive branch. Just take it.
Yeah, and Maya's like, well, we were just talking about the Brokers Open and how it would have been nice to get invited, you know? And he's like, can we just, like, not talk about this tonight? I mean, my kids are right over there. I mean, there's so many crimes happening that are not being solved because they're at this wedding. Can we just respect that for a moment? Okay, thank you.
And Maya's like, don't worry, it was good conversation. And Heather's like, yeah, it was all positive. And then drums start. They're like, dum bum ba dum bum 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 ba dum bum bum, which I don't know why. But Amanda's like, Christine, are you okay? And Christine's like, I'm great. I don't hold grudges.
There's no overlap with me at this wedding and also me being angry. I'm fine.
Yeah. So Amanda walks off and Christine's like, awkward Amanda. That's her name now. Awkward Amanda.
Yeah. She's like the weird, creepy uncle who pops out of the bushes. I'm like, my uncle's never did that. Is that a thing with uncles who pop out of bushes?
I don't know. But every time somebody says, oh my God, that's the creepy uncle who... I always think, is that me? You know, like, am I that uncle? I always, like, take stock. Like, am I that uncle? I don't think so.
Someone has to be it. Yeah. Also, this is also the beginning of Christine fully gaslighting Amanda. You know, she started with the bodyguard comment, and now this, like, oh my God, she's like a linebacker. So now she's
a bodyguard. But Amanda is being a bodyguard. I mean, Mary sent her to talk to Christine twice now in one day, in one episode. That's true.
So, so basically Chriselle feels good about that because now Christine's new target is Amanda and not her, so she can relax.
Yeah. And then, let's see. Oh, yeah. So then they're having picks, drinks, cake. Amanda, Chriselle, and Maya are talking. And Maya's like, I'll just pretend to drink over here while all of you drink. And Amanda's like, I literally thought you guys were having a heated moment over there. I brought an olive branch. Do you guys remember that? Olive branch.
I actually walked around the property about 5 times to find it. So it was like a really good prop on my part. Props to my prop.
Well, they were just upset that they weren't invited the other night to your Postmates just sit around the house with the stripper pole and the kids party. So,
you know, but again, it like it really was not a bachelorette party. It was just a once in a lifetime event to celebrate her singlehood. That's all it was.
So Maya's like, well, I wouldn't say upset. We just saw photos on Instagram and we just felt unincluded, but it's okay. And Amanda's like, well, look, I invited who I wanted to invite. Like, no one there had any drama with Mary ever. So, and I was like, oh, so you did take time to text people.
Yeah, you did.
And invite them. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Did Heather and Mary have drama? I don't think they had drama. Did Maya have drama with Mary?
No. I don't know. I don't know. So Amanda is like, Christine being so upset, like, clearly they still have stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. And Maya's like, yeah, but Christine apologized, you know? She apologized for it, huh?
And Chriselle's like, uh-uh. I mean, like, basically, you just accept her apology, and then she does it again. It's like she lashes out, and then she says sorry. Like, it's supposed to all be fine.
Yeah. And then Christine and Heather are, like, watching from afar. They're, like, on the dance floor, and they're, like, they're just watching. And Christine's like, I'm glad those bitches are so obsessed with us.
And Chriselle's really going there now. She's like, but to pop off on Mary? And Amanda goes, yeah, she called her a jerk. She goes, oh, more than that? She said she's acting like a fucking idiot. And I'm like, no, she's not. And then she's like, but she is. And I'm like, no, she's not. We know she's not an idiot. And she's like, but she's acting like one. And I was like, but no, she's not one. She's like, but she's acting like one. And I'm like, no, she's not one. So that's pretty much that.
Yeah. It probably happened about 15 more times after that. So you pretty much get the picture, don't you? I hope you do.
And so Amanda's then, like, oh, hold on. She said, what?
And then Mary, like, comes over. And she's like, oh, am I interrupting something? And they're like, She's like, okay. And then she, like, walks away.
And she was mimicking her. I mean, but, you know, like, she's trashing Mary, so
that's maybe going a little far. But
so, and so Maya's like, so, Manza, are you going to say anything to Christina? I'm pregnant.
And then Manza's like, I'm not going to say anything tonight because Mary's it's like Mary's party, but I will. Because Christina always talks about loyal. I'll show you loyalty.
Yeah. Karma's as soon as I look it up in the dictionary.
Karma's gonna get you.
And then Romaine and Mary drive off into the night. And the adventure continues. And we'll have to see what happens when season 3 starts next week.
And their way of going off, like their send-off thing, you know, they used to throw rice. But then you can't throw rice because that kills birds or something.
Right.
And then so people started using sparklers, but those started brides on fire or something. And then now they're using those glow stick things, like those glow necklaces. I'm sure there's some sea creature that those kills too. Like,
well, Romaine's mom was throwing croissants at them.
Like, I knew I smelled bread baking. I knew it.
Bon voyage, au revoir. Bon voyage, au revoir.
Well, that'll be fun. So we'll see you guys in a couple weeks with this new one.
Yeah, well, next week. Because it's starting, I think the new season drops this weekend.
The 7th? Starts the 7th.
Oh, so when the 7th?
Yeah.
Oh, starts my the 7th. God. Well, yeah. I'm excited because the trailer, the Still to Come trailer, was great. It looks like there's going to be lots of tension with Davina and Jason over that listing. And then Chriselle and her and Justin, their divorce happens. Looks like there's a lot of stuff happening.
Party! We'll see you next time.
Yeah, bye everyone.
Bye.